my daddy raced at Calvary. Jesus, Jesus rescued me. Jesus, Jesus rescued me. And I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven. Shout your praises loud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. Well, there's a home beyond the sky, a song we'll sing for all of time. The grave is empty, I am free. Jesus, Jesus rescued me. Jesus, Jesus rescued me. So I will sing forever of your love. Come down with my hands to heaven. Shout your praises aloud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love. Come down. I will sing forever of your love. Come down.
Good morning. It feels a little bit wrong to end when we just said we'll sing forever, but we are. We just carry on, don't we? You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning. It's December 22nd. December 24th and 25th are coming very soon. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillelions@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be taking a break for the Christmas season, so they'll be in the service with us. There are coloring papers for them when you first enter the sanctuary. There's also a sign-up sheet for those who would like to help teach out in the new year, and it's on the Welcome Center. If you're interested as well, we're looking for greeters on Sunday morning, and there's a sign-up sheet there. We'll be having a Christmas Eve candlelight service December 24th at 7 p.m. here at the church. Check your mailboxes as they get fuller this time of year. If you don't have a box, you can fill out one of the cream cards in front of you, and we'll make sure to get you a church mailbox. If you want prayer today, there'll be people at the back at the end of the service that'll pray for you and with you. Now we're going to have this morning's Advent reading.
In the fourth Sunday, we focus on the love that we have experienced because of God dwelling among his people as God with us, Emmanuel, in Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading for today comes from John 14, 15 to 22. It says,
"If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will come in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." As we light the fourth candle today, we are reminded of God's unconditional love toward us.
Mm. Let us pray. Dear God, you have given us the greatest gift ever, the ultimate sacrifice of love, your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your unconditional love that offers us grace in the midst of our sin. Help us to show the same love to those around us. Let us be conduits of kindness and forgiveness. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, who guides us as we wait for the return of your Son. Thank you for loving us so much. Amen.
Come, for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. One thing I ask and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. One thing I ask and I would to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. 'Cause better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen.
Lord, we just come to you this morning, acknowledging Christmas is coming and that you are the reason for the season. And even though that's a cutesy rhyme, it just actually means that you are what matters most. Help us to see that and to believe it and to focus on you primarily and to remember that your love is amazing. And above all, you are King. And just, yeah, help us to make space for you, Lord, even right now for all the things that you have to say to us and to share with us by your Spirit. Thank you for this place. Amen. You're free to greet each other before you sit down.
Good morning, everyone. In a moment here, we'll begin our time of prayer. Before I begin, I just wanted to take a moment to tell you all, the congregation, just how grateful I am for all these opportunities, whether it be preaching, John, class, prayer, all these things that you guys have given me the opportunity to do with you. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And this morning, it's my pleasure to lead our time of common prayer on the fourth Sunday of Advent, and this is the time, according to the church calendar, where now we begin to lift up our faces and look as dawn breaks upon us with the coming of Christ. And so this morning, Psalm 85, a traditional psalm for the church on this Sunday, will guide our time of common prayer. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in adoration, verses 9 through 13. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps. Lord our God, help us to hear and to see what has taken place, and to look ahead to what is taking place at the end of this age. Many of us are running ragged, stretched thin by the demands of life, and lost in the darkness of minds plagued by illness. But in all of this, and over all of this, you are God. In your Son, Emmanuel, steadfast love and faithfulness met, and righteousness and peace kissed, and your mighty and loving character was ultimately revealed on the cross. All honor and glory and power be to him who revealed your divine character in the flesh, and having done so, showed us what it is to be truly human. In silence, consider the verse of the psalmist, steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. In confession, verses 4 through 7. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Lord, we are the creatures who mingle guilt and fear in our hearts, and out of that emerges an unholy and false view of you, our good and great God, who alone is truly holy and right. Restore us again, O God, of our salvation. Will you be angry with us forever? Lord, you illumine the sin in our hearts and make it known to us, and we humbly confess it. Take a moment to confess your sins to your good and gracious God. liberate us from the Egypt of our hearts, bondage to sin and death, and free us this morning from false views of you, which take hold of our hearts. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger? Will you not revive us again so that we can rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love and grant us your salvation. And with the psalmist, we move immediately to thanksgiving with the next line, saying as one people in our hearts, let me hear what the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people. And we, the people of God, say amen, amen, and amen again. God of our salvation, speak peace to your people. Speak peace to your faithful ones. Speak peace to those who turn to you in their hearts. For surely the salvation of our God is at hand. In supplication. O God, our King, by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, you conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the hope of everlasting life. Redeem all of our days by this victory. Forgive us our sins, banish our fears, make us bold to praise you and to do your will. And strengthen us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on the last great day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the poor, the hungry, and downtrodden, Lord, have mercy. For those battling illness, afflicted of mind and body, Lord, have mercy. For those who are contrite of heart and broken in spirit, Lord, have mercy. For the next generation, the children who are a gift from you, Lord, have mercy. For our leaders, federal, provincial, and municipal, Lord, have mercy. For those you have called to minister to your church, Lord, have mercy. For your church the world over, your bride, Lord, have mercy. And now, as a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all.
Splendor left behind, the King of glory born to die, God and man to reconcile. You came to offer up your life. This is love. This is love. This is love. make your home in us. Worship fell that holy night. Angel voices filled the sky. Lowly shepherds raised their eyes, following the star so bright. This is love, this is love, incarnate King, begotten Son. This is love, this is love. You choose your home in us. You choose to make your